just gravel fell.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
16 years in hell.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Russian invading Ukrainian Manic Monday edition, perhaps. No word on the invasion yet, but declarations of independent states, former Ukrainian states, now they're new countries. And, you know, pretext, false flag, who knows? We'll see. We got time to talk about Ukraine when Russia inevitably invades, which probably will happen this week now that the Olympics are done. Because, you know, Russia didn't want to steal the thunder from the Olympians.
Yes, they so value their own Olympians that they would disown them, send them to a different committee, and then force them to take drugs anyway, and then force them to compete either way. Anyway.
Well, since we were talking about Russian allies, I've turned my attention to Donald Trump and, you know, his new Truth Social. And he launched the big app yesterday. They're having lots of, let's just say, download problems. But it wasn't meant for you. It's a little exclusive right now. You know, sort of a soft launch at the club. Only the VIPs are allowed in, the beta testers. You wait outside for like another month and a half. We'll let you in the Truth Social Club. But one interesting note, you know, Trump coveted his Twitter following. And, you know, Truth Social, it's his own independent network. But you would like to get your own Twitter handle under Truth Social. But he didn't. And he couldn't. And I'd like to tell you about it just for a minute. David Badish at the New Civil Rights Movement. Donald Trump couldn't get the Twitter handle for his Twitter knockoff. Oh, that's a shame. Donald Trump, the former president, launched his Twitter knockoff social media platform and app late Sunday night called Truth Social. The platform has already been ridiculed after countless attempted users tried to sign up only to be told something went wrong or that they have been waitlisted. Nothing like signing up for future use on a social media app. At least one social media user noticed the logo for Trump's newest venture, like the app itself, seems to be a knockoff. The logo is quite similar to a British solar energy company's, but it's also strange that the former president and supposed billionaire wasn't able to secure the company's name on Twitter. At Truth Social on Twitter is currently held by a company that created the account more than a decade ago, posted one tweet that year, 2010, and does not appear to have tweeted since. So someone created a at Truth Social on Twitter, tweeted once in the history of the account, never tweeted again. And here is what they claim at the Truth Social. And it's funny because the Truth was initially spelled T-H-R-U-T-H social.
Truth.
And then it's at Truth Social. So it's Truth Social.
Welcome to Truth Social.
Truth Social. So my concern or my thought is somebody tweeted one time, their buddy said, hey, man, you misspelled Truth. And the Truth Social at Truth Social, like someone misspelled it. So the entire decade plus, the Twitter handle's been locked down. Because the guy had a, you know, a spelling error, effectively.
Wow.
It appears the original at Truth owners were in control of the truthsocial.com domain, as it is listed in their profile. So they had that as well. But instead of what? Making a deal? What do? You call the guy up. You try
act
to
like
make a
jerk.
Deal with them. Or even, you know, dormant Twitter accounts can be reclaimed after a period of time. It's been 12 years since the account tweeted.
They got Dan Snyder'd. Dan Snyder from the Washington Commanders. The reason why it took so long is that all of the preferred names, because he didn't think he was going to have to change, all the names that were floating around that were preferred were taken up by other people who bought the domains before he could possibly do it, and he didn't want a deal, so he now had to stuck with the Washington Commanders. It's the same type of thing. So at Truth is going to have to do. They're getting Dan Snyder. This is great.
A little bit more here. Instead, Trump or his Truth Social CEO, instead of going and trying to buy the Twitter handle, the far-right former U.S. Congressman Devin Nunes opted to open at Truth Socials.
Oh.
See what they did there?
Pluralizing it.
As their Twitter handle, after more than 12 hours, Trump's new app has just 345 followers.
You know what? At least 20 of them are the same person logging in for it that, like, over and over again.
You know, the most interesting part about the at Truth Socials, looks like another, you know, typographical error when you read it like that. And then it's, you know, they've got a link here, at Truth Social, all caps, truthsocial.com. And apparently they've had this since October of 2021. That's when they joined Twitter. So they got the account some months ago under Truth Socials. Got 345 followers, but here's the interesting part. Truth Social, top of the, you know, page, like their logo. Founded 2021 in connection with Wuhan, China.
Oh.
And then there's a little picture of the Chinese flag. Truth Social, founded 2021 in connection with Wuhan, China. Truth Social at Truth Socials.
It's just not good. It's just not good. Like, the execution, all this stuff is just horrible.
You know, we've rolled out a couple of apps, moved some radio stations along, and, you know, you always hope for the best, but those paying attention, they know we've had a few modest, not glaring, but modest technical issues.
It ain't perfect, and I'm not proud of it, but, well, at least I know what's going on, and it's not because I'm an idiot.
Well, you literally engineered two transmission platforms, one here in Madison. We moved into the new world headquarters. I'm sitting here at University Ave in the Devil's Den, or whatever we're calling it, the Solidarity Realty Studios, the Devil Radio Studios. And you also built out this brand new radio station, or at least the broadcast studios thereof, WAUK 540 AM, the Shaw 101 FM. And, you know, we've got a Facebook page, and we haven't been banned from Twitter yet. I mean, we didn't have to roll out a whole app, but we've got the Devil Radio app, and you can get it for freezy. No wait list. You can go to the Apple Store. You can get it right now. And let's just say you're in Waukesha. You want to hear Earl in the morning. Any number of reasons. Well, you can get the new The Shaw right on the Devil Radio app, a side channel. See, rather than blowing up the whole app and having to roll out to like 345 people and then having an embarrassment, well, you could get the, you know, the social media handle. Well, just get a side channel on your existing app. Be super cool. But of course, that's hard when really you're trying to parrot Twitter and Twitter won't let you glom on. Come back. Hour two is next. Going to talk about a little slap fight at the Badger game yesterday and some other important topics. Dial us up. 844-96-PARTY.
I want the truth!
By the way, not in my opinion, in the opinion of hundreds of thousands of people on Twitter.
You can't handle the truth!
But also could be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds,
isn't
okay?
Truth isn't truth.